Al-Qaeda-linked fighters in Syria have reportedly abducted an Italian priest who is known for his outspoken views against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Reporters in Syria claim that Jesuit Father Paolo Dall'Oglio, who has often expressed his opinion, championing the anti-government uprising on Vatican Radio, was kidnapped on Monday in the rebel-held eastern city of Raqqa. Speaking to Vatican Radio in Italian, the Vatican's nuncio to Syria, Archbishop Mario Zenari, says he has no official confirmation of Dall'Oglio's abduction. He says he did not even know the priest, who is a well-known advocate of Christian-Muslim dialogue, was in Syria at the time. Every day that goes by in this conflict, says Archbishop Zenari, is like a bundle of wool that gets more and more tangled. The reported kidnapping is a sad event, and it is part of a continuing via crucis of kidnappings. And he remembers the abduction of the two Orthodox bishops who were kidnapped 3 months ago, of two priests, one Catholic, the other Orthodox, and of the hundreds and hundreds of kidnappings of Syrians and foreigners, some for political reasons, others for economic gain. This of the abductions, he says, is a painful wound inflicted on the Syrian nation and its people. And Archbishop Zenari, who never tires of denouncing the suffering of the poor in the conflict, says some 5,000 people are killed every month in Syria and some 6,000 people are forced to flee their homes every day. We touch with hand, he says, what it means to live in a civil war context, which brings death and destruction, but is also a factory that produces misery. May the international community, he appeals, help Syria to break this cycle of violence, death, misery and kidnappings. I'm Linda Bordoni.